is a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Of course, we're having a night of news on the show. We were going to talk with Jeffrey Bear about his new WTTW show. We were going to talk about J.C. Brooks. He's got a show. We had an arts and culture show set up for tonight. But the city of Chicago moved up the date to release the video for the shooting of Laquan McDonald. There was a press conference today where it was released. The mayor and the superintendent were there, as well as seems like every journalist in town. You know, as we try to make sense of the video and the subsequent political maneuvering, we have to get to the bigger question at hand, the relationship between the police and the African-American community in Chicago. This has kind of been bubbling up for a long time. We saw some fierce protesting after the charges were dropped against police detective Dante Servin for the shooting death of Rekia Boyd. But there's outrage over this video and what's on the video, because for some in Chicago, it feels like this is just the latest in the long line of issues with policing. And as, you know, the mayor said today, it's about understanding. So tonight, let's try to get to the bottom of that. What can we learn about listening to each other, hearing different viewpoints? Joining me in studio is State Senator Kwame Raoul, who represents the lakefront and part of the south side of Chicago. State Senator, Democrat, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And, of course, Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin, also Democrat, who covers the majority of the west side as well as some western suburbs in Cook County. Good to see you as well, Commissioner.
Honored to be here.
Let me start with you, Senator. What's your reaction to seeing the video and the news today?
Well, you know, I had knowledge of the existence of the video for some time now. And so, you know, honestly, part of me felt that, I didn't want the video exposed. But on the other hand, you know, while I was urged to, as a leader, to call for calm.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do that, right? I call for not being destructive to community or to the city.
But avoided calm.
But there's nothing to be calm about. There's nothing. You shouldn't avoid your outrage. You should be outraged. And, you know, you mentioned the African-American community, but this is not just segregated to the African-American community. There's the Koshman case as well.
The way that the city of Chicago and the state's attorney's office and the police department deal with policing their own.
Exactly. And so what I'm concerned about this particular case is that now that a judge has ordered that the video is out, this officer Van Dyke, all the focus is on him. And the question is, well, there's more than the officer Van Dyke. Who else ought we be focusing on? In the Koshman case, the question wasn't just Vanecko.
Right.
It was
who covered it up.
Who covered it up.
And there's cover up in this case.
There
we'll
is
talk
cover
about
up
that.
In this case.
There's a lot. Commissioner Boykin, when you saw that, I don't know if you saw the video or and what was your reaction?
Look, I was outraged, alarmed, disturbed. The video actually depicts a young man walking away from the police with his back to them. There seems to be a great number of police in the area, I guess around 8 or so. And then you see the police with their guns drawn. And I didn't see the individual lunge at the police as they indicated, but I saw the police just shoot the guy. And what was most disturbing about this video is the fact that they shot him 16 times, one person, and the other officers did nothing. They did nothing. They didn't do anything to try to stop their colleague from shooting Laquan McDonald 16 times. And he was shot while he was on the ground. And that's unconscionable. And you saw smoke coming up from his body, from the lead, from the bullets. And then what was even more disturbing is the fact that none of those officers sought to do or render first aid to him or see if they could help, you know, keep him alive. None of them. I mean, they all stood around and, you know, did whatever they wanted to do. That's unconscionable. This video is shocking to the conscience of a civilized nation. Look, as the chairman of the Human Rights Committee in the Cook County Board, I'm alarmed. This is a violation of human rights on every level. This is a sad moment for the city of Chicago. And I'm outraged by it. Look, I think that, quite frankly, that there is a culture in the police department, and it starts at the top, that allows for this type of behavior. All police aren't bad. But let me tell you, in the last 10 years, police misconduct has cost city taxpayers $500 million.
Well, it's
over
not
$521 million.
I guess it wouldn't be necessarily, I guess it is your jurisdiction as Cook County Board, but
it's
my jurisdiction. Do you look at, are you saying that you're calling for Gary McCarthy to step down?
Oh, no question about it. Look, I called for that months ago. I think you got to have, look, this case is one of the darkest moments in the history of our city and the nation. And if there are no wholesale changes made in the police department as a result of this, then Laquan McDonald's life will have been lived in vain. There has to be some wholesale changes. I agree with Senator Raul that other police must also bear this burden. Those who were on the scene and who allowed this other police officer to just do the shooting. I'm also concerned with the timeline. I'm concerned that a few minutes are missing from the video. I'm concerned that there's an allegation that, video that may have been taken at the Burger King was taken
independent
away.
Independent video, yeah.
I'm concerned that, look, the police waited a couple of days to hand over the dash cam video. This should have been handed over right away. And I'm also concerned that the state's attorney took so long to come to a conclusion that, look.
400 days, right, look, Senator?
Exactly.
Basically should have been easy to come to. Look, let me tell you. So, Justin, let me just be real. If I shot you 16 times as a police officer, I'm African-American, shot a white guy 16 times, I guarantee you they will reach a conclusion in that case within a few months. It would not take a year and a month.
Let me ask you this, Senator, because, you know, I know that you were involved with a lot of criminal justice reforms this past summer. You know, how hard is it, I mean, to change a culture? I mean, you had some opposition about body cameras. You had some opposition about criminal justice reform. You know, is it possible to take a case like this and be able to enact some sort of change?
So our gut reaction is we want to believe that every officer is just an honorable officer that is out there who puts their lives on the line every day to protect us. And that's the truth for most officers. But we can't continuously take these individual cases and just say this is an aberration. We've got to confront that, as the commissioner indicated, that there is a culture that has to be confronted. And that's what we tried to discuss as we worked on our law enforcement reforms. The representative LG Sims and I, we sat over months, and in the room were representatives from community groups as well as representatives from different law enforcement agencies, from the FOP, and we said, you know, the reality is we've got to confront this. And we worked on a good product where we set out the body cam protocol. We put in place a database so that rogue cops can't go from one police department to another police department after they've either been fired or they resigned while under investigation. We set in protocol for annual training on cultural bias and sensitivity to sexual assault victims and things like that. I'll be the first to admit it's not enough. And one of the things we set forth is for a commission to investigate the possibility of licensing police officers.
That'd be interesting. State Senator Kwame Raoul, Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin in studio with me tonight as we parse through the reaction, the tape, the video, the reaction, and what's next for Laquan McDonald video and shooting that was released today to the public. Much more in the download. We'll take a break. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN with you till 11 o'clock tonight. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guests in studio, State Senator Kwame Raoul, Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin, talking about the release of the Laquan McDonald video today, the press conference. You know, you both are politicians. You both have you both are aware of how it's supposed to go. But I mean, how do you think politically this has played out so far for the mayor, for the Cook County State's Attorney, for the people involved who really had to be in front, are the faces to this let's just call it a scandal.
Well, the mayor the mayor did the smart thing, and he didn't try to contest the judge's ruling and said, you know,
because they thought at the beginning, they're like, the city's going to appeal, but they didn't. Yeah,
but they didn't appeal, which was smart. So kudos to the mayor for that. The state's attorney, as we were discussing earlier, if this were a videotape of a civilian shooting another civilian, would it take 13 months to bring a prosecutor? Would it take 13 minutes to bring a charge? I don't think so. Would it? Let's give her a little bit more time. Give 13 days. Probably, you know, there would have been a charge brought. But 13 months, you know, there's no excuse.
And right now, Commissioner, the argument has been, well, we wanted to get it right. There were a lot of investigations. They're using the sort of idea that there were a lot of different FBI was involved. There's a lot of people involved, so that took time.
Yeah, I can understand that. But I think that there's been an abysmal failure at every level, at the city level, at the state's attorney level, and at the Chicago Police Department level. And let me tell you why. I mean, look, the mayor agreed to give $5 million, $5 million to the mother of Laquan McDonald. He was a ward of the state. He had been abused. He was just turning his life around. And the mayor hadn't even watched the video. But he agreed to settle this case. No lawsuit had been filed. So they went and found the mother and said, hey, let's give her $5 million. And so that looks like hush money. It looks like we're trying to basically, you know, cover this up. And, you know, Superintendent McCarthy, I mean, this has just been a history of what has been going on at the Chicago Police Department. I mean, home and square, you know, that helps to
in the West Side,
further divide the gap between police and the community, and suggest that there isn't any real trust there. And so the bottom line is the people want the truth. And so I think what needs to happen is that we probably need to have a special prosecutor come in, be appointed by the Department of Justice, to actually look at this whole timeline and to investigate the investigation. In other words, to make sure that, one, the mayor didn't try to cover things up. The state's attorney didn't try to,
It was earlier today that Reverend Jesse Jackson said, you know, that there needs to be someone outside of the DA's office that.
Well, I think that's going on.
That has to happen.
The feds are definitely looking at this case, and I imagine they're not just looking at the civil rights case that will be charged against Officer Van Dyke. And it's important to note that there's no double jeopardy with a federal civil rights case and a state murder case. So the notion that the federal investigation was going on is no excuse for the state's attorney to have delayed 13 months.
That was debunked quickly.
But I have to imagine that the federal investigators are not just looking at Officer Van Dyke. They're looking at what happened at the Burger King. They're looking at why police reports say that the subject was coming towards officers with a knife, and the videotape says something different.
Let me ask you both, because, you know, both of you represent constituents in your districts. When people, you know, the one thing about this case, and I'll say it, I mean, one is yeah, okay, well, this is an alleged, or right now it's a murder trial. It's a police officer who may have overstepped his bounds 16 shots into Laquan McDonald. Okay, you know what? People are human. That can happen. Why is this a bigger issue? Why is this something that has people protesting in front of police area headquarters and being bigger than just Laquan McDonald?
Well, because what the timing tells you of the charge being filed and everything is that if there was no videotape, there would be no charge. That we're accustomed to sweeping this stuff under the rug. What it tells you that this is the first on-duty officer ever charged in this type of situation you know, you can either believe that no other officer in the history of the Chicago Police Department has ever done anything like this, or that there's a culture of we're going to round table and we're going to
protect our own.
Protect our own. And we talk about code of silence out there in the community, and I hate, you know, the sort of no snitch policy that exists amongst gangs and out in the community. But if we're going to decry that, then we got to do the same within law enforcement. And so, you know, we've got to look at the state's attorney's office and the state's attorney, because it starts at the top. We got to look at the Independent Police Review Authority. The Better Government Association already came out earlier this year with a report on the Independent Police Review Authority, and they're no better in this case. I personally think, you know, you just need to do away with that authority and rebuild it from scratch, call it something different, and just start all over,
rebrand it.
And we got to look at those who were involved in the investigation and the cover up of this case.
Look, I think you got to look at the mayor. The mayor is the chief executive of the city, and you got to look at the Chicago Police Department superintendent. They set the tone for the people, for the rank and file officers. They set the tone, and so officers figure that they can do this and that they can get away with it. And I think it's bigger because you have a community that has historically been mistreated by law enforcement. I mean, when it comes to stop and frisk, when it comes to, you know, mass incarceration.
Yeah. We talked about it yesterday, the broken window kind of policy.
So you have a people in terms of African Americans that have suffered from law enforcement and suffered at the hands of law enforcement. And oftentimes people wind up getting paid, right? You get a settlement. Again, I said $500 million in the last 10 years is what the city taxpayers have paid. So you get a settlement, but you're still left broken. And the officers still continue to keep their jobs.
I know there are going to be people who say, well, you know, you guys are outraged by this act by a police officer. Why aren't you outraged by a 9-year-old being
shot? Yeah, I want to talk about that. Yeah.
And I am outraged, you know, but I can walk and chew gum. Right. You know, I can be outraged at.
Well, you're a state senator. I don't know if you can walk and chew gum at the same time.
But, you know, I can be and I'm certainly outraged by the execution of a 9-year-old. I'm outraged about shootings that have taken place, too, within the last few months right outside of my home. I'm not just a state senator. I'm someone who has to worry about being a parent of two teenagers.
Yeah, we talked about that.
In a community where there's been multiple shootings, two right outside of my home, multiple within a half block radius. So I am outraged. But I know that to curb that violence within the community, there has to be a trust between community and law enforcement. There has to be a cooperation between community and law enforcement. And that can't happen if there's no confidence in the integrity of.
Let's take a break and get to the news and get an update on the protests that are happening here in Chicago right now. State Senator Kwame Raoul, Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin, and we'll talk about that trust when we come back. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. We are talking about the release of the Laquan McDonald video, disturbing, graphic. It's being shot. It's amazing. There was Ron Majors was on earlier tonight, and they were having a really robust discussion about whether or not they'd show it. And I walked into my office and we had a little TV up, and CNN just showed it. They didn't even care. They're just like, here it is. They didn't even. You could tell there was no real thought put into it. They just showed it. So you could probably see it on CNN, or you could see it on websites and other places. WGNradio.com has it as well, but it's graphic, and there's really a decision whether or not you're going to really watch it. You know, for both of you in studio with me, State Senator Kwame Raoul, Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin, you know, a lot of what we talked about moving in was about trust. You know, just how do you, and both of you I've had you both on the program. Mm-hmm. That's why you're here tonight. You had a law enforcement bill that passed this summer that was about body cameras, that was about more training Commissioner Boykin, you had the, what was it, seven-point plan?
Seven-point plan.
Curb gun violence and included a czar, a gun violence czar, which did get through the budget.
It got through.
Our property taxes are paying for it. Our hotels, the tourists that are coming down and staying at the hotels are paying. So, I mean, but we talked about this. I mean, do those kind of changes, do they help if trust is not there?
I think so. I think the mayor alluded to it in his press conference today. And, you know, I don't want to appear to just be saying that the mayor is doing everything wrong, because certainly, you know, he talked about the importance of having, I think he referenced police officers as little league coaches and things like that. You know, I've got two friends who are retired Chicago police officers that started a chapter of the Police Athletic League, and they're active in Inglewood, and they're active in the heart of neighborhoods that, you know, most people are afraid to go to at certain hours.
So essentially the idea that being bigger parts of the community rather than just when they have their uniform on.
Exactly. I mean, and that's an important part. However, the other part of creating that trust is when there is an incident that you don't, that the reflexive reaction is not, okay, how do we cover it up, or how do we suppress it, or how do we make this good politics in the long run? How does this affect my state's attorney
race? But that, I mean, are you hearing that from constituents? I mean, are people picking up on the politics that are played? Is the outrage not just about the murder, but about the cover-up?
The outrage is about the murder, first and foremost. And, look, trust is built over time. And that's something that's established over a period of time. And one thing about it, you can build up that trust, but then you can have a few people come along and they can tear it down overnight. And so it can be torn down rather quickly. Mm-hmm. And like Senator Raul said, look, whenever you have a situation where you don't get the facts out there and the information out there right away. Now, we talk about the state's attorney's election, but there was a mayoral election around the same time. And, you know, people suggested maybe this was covered up because somebody wanted to get reelected mayor of Chicago. Now, one of the things is that had it not been for the courage of this journalist.
Smith, who will be on in the next hour, yeah.
Perhaps we would not see this video. Perhaps the city would have not released the video. The state's attorney would have not released the video.
And that's the hard part about this. When you really start to dig deep, you're like, well, you know, if there wasn't, I mean, you can even go as far as to say if there wasn't protests for Ferguson, for Eric Garner in New York, for Black Lives Matter, there would be no fear from the politicians at the top to cover this up or to release it or have a judge release it, because they would just do what was done in those other places where they said, you know what, we're going to do it our way, and that's the way we're going to do it.
Well, that's the essence of the thinking of our founding fathers, and it's the First Amendment, that freedom of speech, that free. Part of what the thought is that, you know, that protest does create that accountability in those who govern us. And, you know, if that voice is not allowed to be freed, then you can suppress things like this, and you can sweep them under the rug. Nobody talks about it. Nobody's allowed to talk about it. What we see in certain other countries, which, you know, makes this the best country in the world, that we have that fundamental freedom of speech, and it ought to be used. You know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, I struggle with what kind of statement I would come out with, you know,
right.
whether I would just focus on just be calm and peaceful and, you know, let's all wrap our arms around one another and just kumbaya. But, you know, I couldn't deliver a just be calm type of message, because there's nothing to be calm about. Don't be destructive. Don't destroy this great city of ours, mm-hmm. you know. But there's nothing to be calm about. Be outraged, because there's a lot to be outraged about. And communicate that outrage, because that's the only way we affect change.
Commissioner Boykin, you know, one of the things about the czar coming in is that there is more accountability. There's more resources allocated to some of the issues that are plaguing Chicago. One of the other things that have been brought up in this has just been about hiring, about minority hiring in the police department. Right. Could we see a change in trust with communities, minority communities, if there are more minority police officers?
Look, no question about it. And here's where I want to applaud the mayor and the police chief for their efforts in terms of hiring additional African Americans and Latinos to service those communities. Look, we ought to have a police force that's actually representative of the communities that they represent. Because I think that you learn a lot from coming from those communities and, you know, you have relationships there. And so it can help you more effectively do a job better, if you will, when you're on the streets. And so I want to applaud the mayor for that. I think it's a great thing and look forward to working.
Let me ask you this as we wrap up. There's going to be protests. Mike Fouché was on in the first half hour talking to different community leaders, protest leaders, saying that there's a real desire for there to be an impactful protest, probably here on Michigan Avenue, Black Friday kind of protest that Father Flager's calling for. In the short term, we're going to see that. What do you expect from the city of Chicago? What do you expect as leaders, as both of you holding office? You know, what do you see? What's in the crystal ball?
I hope for is for focused, sustained, rational protests. I don't hope for the knuckleheads who throw stuff through windows, who set stuff on fire. You know, lock those knuckleheads up, right? You know, I have no problem with saying lock those knuckleheads up. However, there's enough to be outraged about. But protest for protest's sake, I don't have any time for that. Have clear, concise things that you're asking for, whether it's police licensing, whether it's for a new Cook County State's Attorney, whether it's for the reconstruction or just creating a new authority different from the so-called Independent Police Review Authority. Yeah. There are concrete things that you should be asking for instead of just being destructive or just walking and chanting. You know, I think things should be focused and sustained until there's change.
Commissioner?
I expect that the protests will yield change. I expect that we're at a tipping point. This Laquan McDonald death actually pushes us over. And I expect that there will be systemic changes at the Chicago Police Department. And if they're not, then, of course, Laquan McDonald will have died in vain. And so I think that you'll see sustained protests until you see some real changes. We will not accept business as usual, and there won't be a window dressing, if you will, by the mayor and by the police chief regarding this issue. There has to be some systemic changes.
Commissioner Richard Boykin, Westside Commissioner, Cook County Commissioner, State Senator Kwame Raoul, thank you both for coming down tonight and discussing the aftermath of the video released today of Laquan McDonald's shooting. Thank you.
Thank you.